بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon his servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to share with you something about the topic of gratitude and how gratitude accounts for half of our faith. But let me first begin with an incredible sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what do we learn from this sunnah? So it has been narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda before he slept. This is a sunnah. Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda. And if you look at them closely, you will realize that these two surah are made up of 30 ayat each. SubhanAllah. Surah Al-Sajda is 30 ayat. Surah Al-Mulk is 30 ayat. But there's something even more special and something that is common, an ayah that is common in both surah. And that is قوله تعالى وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. الله أكبر. This ayah is in Surah Al-Sajda, and again it comes again in Surah Al-Mulk. In Surah Al-Sajda it's ayah number 9, and in Surah Al-Mulk it's ayah 23. Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayah, he said وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is He who made especially for you, Allahu Akbar, for you, for the human being. What did He make for you? The ability to hear, as-sama', the ability to hear. Wal-absar, and He also made for you the ability to see with your eyes. Wal-af'idah, and He made for you al-af'idah, which are the hearts. Qaleelan ma tashkurun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, however, little do you thank, little do you show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hardly people thank the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the hearing, the sight, and the heart, as opposed to many other limbs we have. Why is that the case? Because, you know, the hearing and the sight are both the only channels to the heart. So the heart, it receives its information from what it sees and what it hears. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He highlighted the most important limbs that He gave you. And that is your sight, to see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He gave you hearing so that you hear the ayat of Allah, so that you hear the reminders and you hear the lessons. So that you listen. And if you listen to what's right and you see what is right and pleasing to Allah, this is going to have a positive effect on your fu'ad, on your heart. And as a result, you'll be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you misuse these two, if you misuse them, the heart will become corrupt and misguided. Wallahu, wa may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us guidance. My brothers and sisters in Islam, so when we're reading Surah Al-Mulk at night and Surah Al-Sajda, and we're reading this ayah just before we sleep, we're saying, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ. We're remembering that Allah made for us our eyesight and our ability to hear. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, little do you thank. When we're reading this as we are sleeping, just before we sleep, it means that these two surah, one of the grand purpose of them, for why we read them before we sleep, is to remind ourselves to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're reminding ourselves to be grateful. Why? Why should you remind yourself to be grateful to Allah azza wa jal? You know why? Because you will be asked about every blessing on the Day of Judgment. Allah azza wa jal, He says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day, you'll be questioned and asked thoroughly about every blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And you know, on the Day of Judgment, we're asked about many things. We're asked about our salat, we're asked about our fasting, our manners, our zakat. We will be asked about our knowledge. What did we do with this knowledge that we had? We will be asked about our money. Our money. أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Where did you get your money from and how did you spend it? This is a question on the Day of Judgment. We'll be asked about our life, our time, and how did we spend it? And we'll also be asked about our health and how did we use it? So many questions on the Day of Judgment. But you know something? All these questions that we are asked on the Day of Judgment, they all revolve around one thing and only one thing, and that is our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these questions revolve around one matter. If your gratitude to Allah is successful, everything else is going to be successful. You need to understand, because your salat is a form of gratitude to Allah. Your fasting is a gratitude to Allah. When you make use of your time, that's a gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're earning halal money and you're spending it in that which pleases Allah, that is being grateful to the blessing of Allah azza wa jal. When you use your health wisely and in a pleasing way to Allah, that is you being grateful to Allah for your health. So all these questions we are asked on the Day of Judgment revolve around this one matter, which is our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, our existence on earth, the mere existence, is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Our creation is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? You might ask, you know, there are some people that say, how is our creation on earth a blessing? Some people say, I'd rather not have existed in this horrible life that we live in today especially. And they don't realize that you being created and you being on earth now is a blessing far greater than if you did not exist. Why? Because our existence on earth gives us an opportunity to be slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ultimate level a creation of Allah can have in terms of a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why existence, our existence on earth, our creation, us being created on earth is a blessing, because we have the chance to be ibadullah, an opportunity to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, Allahu Akbar. This is why existence is a blessing. And you know, every single day Allah Azza wa Jal is pouring blessings upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Luqman, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and it is He, Allah, who completed and perfected His favors and blessings upon you. أَسْبَغَ. You know what أَسْبَغَ means? أَسْبَغَ means that He completely covered us with His favors. Allahu Akbar. Completely covered us with His favors. Every single moment in our life, we are experiencing tons and tons of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And he said, أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ. He completely covered upon you, us. Allah made these blessings for us. Yani, who are we? Who are we for Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Most High, the King? Who are we for Him to make blessings and favors especially for us? Then what does this mean? This is supposed to humble us, to know that this grand, mighty Lord of ours made so many blessings that are custom made for us. Allahu Akbar. أَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ. For you, especially for you. Subhanallah. نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. He completely drenched us with ni'am, with blessings that are ظَاهِرَةً, exposed blessings, blessings on the outward, blessings that we can see, and ni'am, baltina, inwards, internal blessings. So Allah has given us external blessings and internal blessings. Al ulama, rahimahumullah, they said that external blessings include things like health, all your limbs, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to talk, your tongue, that's an external blessing. Your limbs, as we said, all of these are external blessings. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave us internal blessings. And that is intellect, our heart, The ability to understand and comprehend, Allahu Akbar. Yani when you come out of your baby, when you come out as a baby from your mother's womb, you don't know nothing. لا تعلمون شيئا. And then a few years later, you're able to understand and comprehend and talk and write. Allahu Akbar. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also included in the internal blessings is knowledge of Allah azza wa jal. Allah gave us knowledge of Him in us. He gave us al-fitra, la ilaha illallah. This is knowledge inside of us. And He gave us good manners, that we have the ability to manifest our good manners. He gave us all these are blessings from the internal. So our duty on earth is to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and to be grateful to Allah. This is our purpose on earth. This is the reason for why we exist on earth, to be grateful to Allah. You know, and some of you might say, no, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to worship Allah. Some would say that. And you might use the ayah in Surah Al-Dhariyat, in where Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I did not create mankind and jinn kind except that they worship me. And so we all know that the purpose in life is to worship Allah. But I'm telling you that the purpose in life is to be grateful to Allah. This is far more comprehensive. Why? Because the greatest form of gratitude is that you declare the oneness of Allah and you worship Him according to how He wants and according to what pleases Him. When you worship Allah, this is the greatest form of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now in reality, our duty and our purpose on earth is to continuously be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Nuh alayhi salam because he was a grateful slave. Allah azza wa jal said about him, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allahu Akbar. Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh, the first messenger Allah sent to earth. Allah praised him in the Quran. And he said, إِنَّهُ, verily, indeed, كَانَ, he was and always had been, عَبْدًا, a great slave to Allah. What made him great? شَكُورًا, that he was always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would always thank Allah for the blessings Allah azza wa jal had given him. And he never gave up. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jal commanded in the Quran, Allah tells us about His command to Musa alayhi salam. When Allah Azza wa Jal gave Musa alayhi salam at-Tawrah, the holy book, He said to him, فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ, take this book, take at-Tawrah, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Take it doesn't only mean physically take a copy of at-Tawrah. Take it means take by its laws and take by its commands and worship Allah the way He has commanded you in at-Tawrah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal tells Musa alayhi salam, وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and be from among the grateful. Be from among those who are continuously grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us in the Quran, us human beings that exist today on earth. The first command He gave us, the first command we find, as in Surah Luqman, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that we commanded the human being that he be good to his parents. But listen to this. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this pregnancy, about how the embryo develops in the womb of a mother, the entire stage of pregnancy. He says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ, that his mother carried him. Firstly, he was light, and then he began to grow heavier and heavier and heavier. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, and his weaning is 2 years. So the child will breastfeed for 2 years. Then watch this. What is the first thing Allah commands? The first thing He commands, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي, Allahu Akbar, show gratitude to me, be grateful to me. SubhanAllah, this is the first command that comes after Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about a human being being born and weaned after 2 years. The first command that comes, anishkur li, Allahu Akbar. And this is why Luqman radiyallahu anhu, who has an entire surah in the Quran, read up this about this grateful slave of Allah, Luqman radiyallahu anhu, the first command, the first advice to his son was what? He said to him, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, His first advice was advising his son that he be grateful to Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal said that Luqman had been given wisdom. Allah gave Luqman wisdom. This is Allah telling us that he gave him wisdom. What was this wisdom he gave him? The first thing of his wisdom was the fact that he recognized and understood that we are supposed to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is wisdom. Not fancy quotes that people are posting up every day, or some fancy words and pictures and whatever it is, and oh, that's so deep, and you know, people get carried away with this stuff and they think this is wisdom. How the true wisdom is that you be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who has successfully been grateful to Allah and shows gratitude to Allah during his day and night, is a person who has wisdom. Allahu Akbar. And this is according to how Allah Azza wa Jal defined wisdom in the Quran. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with the character of wisdom. Allah is pleased with the character of gratitude. He loves it. In the Quran, in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. And if you were to show gratitude and be grateful and always thankful to Allah, then Allah is pleased with that. He is pleased with that state. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. This is how one earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah Azza wa Jal, he praised Ibrahim alayhi salam for his gratitude. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was grateful to the blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal praised him. The mere fact that he was grateful to Allah, it deserved a special mention in the Quran about Ibrahim, and that Allah highlighted it as a praiseworthy quality. Allahu Akbar. And out of the many things you can do, Ibrahim alayhi salam was always grateful to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this in the Quran to teach us that those that are praised with Allah, those who Allah loved, those who earn Allah's pleasure, are those who remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyidu Shakirin. He is the master and the leader of those who show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars, al-ulama, rahimahumullah, they say that gratitude is half of our deen. Half our deen is gratitude. So what's the other half? The other half is patience. Gratitude and patience together make up iman. This is how we understand things. Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Ibrahim, he says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. صَبَّار and شَكُور. So gratitude is half our deen, and patience is the other half of the deen. And both these two, gratitude and patience, make up iman. It makes up faith. Now, how so? How do we understand this? Let me explain it. You see, when we say patience, then that includes that we keep away from sins, and we keep away from everything that is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? When you stay away from a sin, or you stay away from that which Allah Azza wa Jal forbid and He's displeased with, that requires patience. So essentially, patience entails that we keep away from sins. And gratitude is to establish the commands of Allah. That's what gratitude is. When you pray, you are being grateful. When you fast, you are being grateful. When you give your zakat and do hajj and you read Quran and you engage in dhikr and you pray your salawat on time, all of this is gratitude. And the entire religion, our entire faith, is about things we must do, that's shukr, and it's about things that we must keep away from, and that is sabr. So this is why half the deen is gratitude and half the deen is patience. Subhanallah. And so, as we said, a shukr is the purpose of our existence. To be grateful and to remain grateful to Allah, that is the purpose of our existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah An-Nahl, listen to this incredible ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. It is Allah who brought you out of the bellies and the womb of your mothers. Allah brought you out. Then Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Afterwards, when you came out, he gave you the ability to hear and the ability to see, and he gave you a heart so that this heart will maintain the rest of the body and keep it alive and functioning. So now the question is, why did Allah Azza wa Jal create us? Why did he bring us out of our mother's wombs? Why did he give us the ability to see and hear? Why did he give us a heart? Why? He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may show gratitude to him, so that you may remain grateful to him all your life until you meet him. إذن, this is the purpose of our existence, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, as I mentioned, the highest form of shukr, what do you think it is? What is the highest form of gratitude to Allah? It is tawheedullah azza wa jal, to worship one Lord and to acknowledge that there is no Lord worthy of worship but He subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ultimate form of shukr. And you know, opposite gratitude is to be ungrateful. Opposite gratitude is ingratitude. And the highest form of ingratitude is ashirku billah, to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, or to reject Allah Azza wa Jal completely, or to be an atheist and worship your own desire and your own self and your own needs. That's all. That is the highest form of ingratitude. So the highest form of shukr is the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to declare the oneness of Allah azza wa jal in your life through your words and through your actions as well. So now, this is why, as I said to you, we read these two surah before we sleep, Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajdah, because both of these two surah remind us to be grateful to Allah azza wa jal. So when you read these two surah before you sleep, your heart is tied to Allah Azza wa Jal. And these two surah, they prepare you for death. And they remind you to always be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. As a result, if you're always conscious and aware that you must be grateful to Allah, as a result, you will become grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Now, let me discuss with you the conditions of gratitude. What are the conditions of gratitude? There are actually three conditions for gratitude. In order for your gratitude to be accepted by Allah, there are three conditions that you must fulfill. Number one, you must identify the blessings. You must identify them. So once you've identified them, that is the first condition of being grateful. You identify, you recognize, you know that this is a blessing. Because if you don't recognize a blessing, how can you thank Allah for it? So you must identify and recognize the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, the second condition for accepted gratitude is to acknowledge that the blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to love Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings that He has given you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah An-Nahl, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, any blessing you have been given, then it is only from Allah. Allahu Akbar. You know, sometimes people give you something. People give you a gift. People do you a favor. These are blessings coming from people. But ultimately they came from Allah, and people were only a means in how Allah delivered the blessing to you. So the first condition, identify the blessing. The second condition, acknowledge that the blessing is only from Allah. And if a blessing came through someone in a form of a gift or money or whatever it is, then you need to recognize that they are only means. Otherwise, the blessing actually came from Allah and no one else. There are many examples in the Quran. Look at Sulaiman alayhi salam. Look at Sulaiman's attitude when he looks at his entire kingdom. Sulaiman was a king. He was rich, richer than the richest person on earth. That's Sulaiman alayhi salam. But even then, when he looked at his entire kingdom, He said, هذا من فضل ربي. He looked at his entire kingdom. And he said, this is from the favor and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then this is a condition of gratitude to acknowledge it's coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sulaiman alayhi salam, once again, this beautiful character of acknowledging the favors coming from Allah appears again in Surah An-Naml. He says in a message he sends to the queen of Yemen, the queen of Saba, Balqis, when she sent him a gift, the story is long anyway, she sent him a gift so that he doesn't come and conquer her land. He said to the people, he said to them, go back, return this gift to the queen. We don't want your gift. Then he said something incredible. He said, فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ. He said, what Allah has given me is much better than what you people offer me of gifts. So once again, he acknowledged. He said, what Allah has given me. He ascribed the ni'mah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also find in the story of Dhul Qarnayn, when he wanted to build the wall. And people said to him, can we give you money? هَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا? Can we pay you? Can we give you a tribute? Can we pay you money so you can build a wall between us and Ya'juj and Ma'juj? That corrupt nation that was destroying the earth and the land. So Dhul Qarnayn said to them, مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. Allahu Akbar. He said to them, what Allah has given me is much better than what you people want to offer me. Once again, he acknowledged and attributed and ascribed the ni'mah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the second condition of gratitude. Number one, identify the blessing. Number two, acknowledge it's from Allah azza wa jal. And as a result, you should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And number three is that this is the third condition of gratitude. Listen carefully, that you do not use the blessing and the favor of Allah to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Rather, you must use the blessing Allah has given you only in the obedience and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Once again, you are not allowed to use the blessing Allah gave you to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. That is showing ingratitude to Allah. That is being ungrateful to Allah. Allah has given you a gift and you're misusing it. You're using it in sin and evil matters. So the third condition to be grateful is that you use the blessing Allah gave you only in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gave you the ability to hear. Do you know this is a blessing? Do you acknowledge it's from Allah? Use it only to hear what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. Use it to hear the good words. Use it to hear the reminder. Use it to hear the Quran. Use it in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Use this E to listen to advice. You know, the first problem that the people of the fire have, you know what their problem is? You know what their regret is? People that are going to Jahannam, you know what their regret is? In Surah Al-Mulk, it's there, we all know it. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. That's their regret. They will say, if we only heard, meaning if we only listened to what's good, if we only heard the advice, if we only heard the reminders, if we had only heard the ayat of Allah, and then we comprehended them, we wouldn't have been from the people of the fire. But they misused this blessing. They heard that which is haram. They heard the mockery against the Quran. They heard the lies against the Quran. They gave their ears to doubts and misconceptions about al-Islam. They gave their ears to the devil. They gave their ears to music. They gave their ears to gossip. They gave their ears to groups and people that just slander and swear at each other. You know, how many people have followed pages on Facebook or Instagram or channels on YouTube, and the only purpose of that channel or that page
is mockery, is making fun of people, is insulting people and slandering people. Why are you subscribed to this stuff? And you use this blessing to entertain yourself like this in haram. That means you have not shown gratitude to Allah for the blessing of the hearing that He has given you. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the ability to see. Use this in the pleasure of Allah. If you use your eyes in that which displeases Allah, you are being ungrateful to the blessing of Allah. Remember, this is the third condition of being grateful. You must use your sight for that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sky. You know, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love looking at the sky. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always look at the sky. وَكَأَنَا يُحِبُّ النَّظَرَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Look at the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the books, the beneficial knowledge. Look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Use your eyes for that. If you do that, you are thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessing. Use your eyes to look at your parents, to look at your children, you know, eyes of happiness so that you can instill love and happiness within them. Use it for that which pleases of Allah. If you do that, you are thanking and being grateful to the blessing of sight. However, when you use your sight to see what that which is haram of woman and nakedness and lewdness and shamelessness, and then you make the job difficult on you by following pages of celebrities, by subscribing to channels of celebrities who just post nakedness every day and every hour of the day and the night. Why do you follow things like this? Why do you expose your eyes to filth like this? You're responsible, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So the third, once again, the third condition of gratitude is to use the blessings Allah gave you to obey Him, not to disobey Him. And you know, subhanAllah, there are some people, when they are given a blessing, Allahu Akbar, wallahi, they disobey Allah. They begin to clap and dance and sing and party and invite men and women, mixed gatherings, and they're celebrating a blessing. Allahu Akbar, what's this? Where they were supposed to be, in reality, they were supposed to be humble and grateful to Allah for the blessing and fall into sajdatul shukr. This is what was supposed to happen. Instead, we find them dancing and clapping and parties and whatever it is. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And one of the greatest disasters today is something that was highlighted in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the authentic hadith that there are two types of sounds that are cursed in this life and in the next. Mizmarun 'inda ni'mah wa rannatun 'inda musibah. Two sounds Allah curses. And that is mizmar, which is kind of like a trumpet. It's a musical instrument. The use of musical instruments at the time of a blessing. This is a curse. And the sound of bells at the time of a calamity. When a person dies or any calamity, people often or sometimes they used to use bells, right? And this sound is cursed. Instead, as a believer, if you experience a calamity, you should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And as we said, the first cursed sound to Allah Azza wa Jal is the use of musical instruments that make noise and sound at the time of a blessing. And this hadith is one of the hadith that's used as proof that musical instruments are impermissible in Islam. For subhanAllah, you know, since I shared this hadith with you, I'll give you an example. What does it mean? I'm using musical instrument at the time of blessing. Do you realize today that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed someone and gave him the ability to get married, that this is a huge blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. So this person has finally found someone to marry. And they've both agreed to a decent mahar, right? And both families are happy with each other. And they booked a wedding hall to do a wedding ceremony. And after all this, all these blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him, what happens? Instead of them, the husband and wife, thanking Allah for the blessing of marriage and that he made it easy for them, what do? Instead, they invite a musical band. They invite a DJ wedding band. They invite dancers. They invite rappers. They stay up all the night, mixing between the genders, men and women. They are shaking hands with each other. They stay up till the end of the night. Isha prayer is missed. Salat al-Fajr, it's gone, long time ago. They waste money. They throw tons and tons of food out. How are such people thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessing? Would you consider this thanking Allah for the blessing of marriage? Or is this being ungrateful to Allah for the blessing of marriage? Indeed, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how a shaitan works. This is how he makes the people ungrateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. A person that gets married should establish a halal marriage ceremony and then thank Allah azza wa jal by falling into sajda to shukr, saying Alhamdulillah ya Rabb, that you made marriage easy for me. When millions around the world find it very difficult to get married, this is how you thank Allah for this blessing. Similarly, clothes. Clothes is a blessing from Allah. So how can male or woman, male or female, walk out of the house with this blessing and they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by wearing that which is according to their desire, and they don't cover the awrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do so. Allah gave us clothing to cover our awrah, and Allah defined what our awrah is. You can't be using the ni'mah of Allah to disobey Allah. You can't be using the ni'mah of clothing to walk out the way you want to walk out from your house. Men must cover their awrah. You can't just walk out with shorts that are above your knees. In that case, you would have shown ungratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of clothing, because you're using this blessing disobeying Allah. Same to the sister, same to our sisters. You cannot be using the blessing of Allah, which is clothing, to walk out and cover what you decide and leave uncovered what you decide. In that case, if you're not adhering to the proper Islamic hijab, you have used the ni'mah of Allah and you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been ungrateful to this blessing of clothing. So I know we all have shortcomings. We all have shortcomings. And each and every single one of us can sit down in a corner and reflect over the many blessings Allah Azza wa Jal has given us and how we have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal through these very same blessings. I know that's us. This is us. However, we need to quickly realize what we're doing wrong. And I know I'm just advising. I'm giving you the ayat and the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom, so you can open your mind and reflect for yourself. You know, I don't want someone to go and take parts of this lesson and throw it in the face of others, you know, and shame them and say to them, you're the one that's wicked, you're the sinner, shame upon you. No, don't do that. You go to your corner and listen to this lesson again. Send the clips to yourself and reflect over the many blessings Allah gave you, and which blessings have you used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, and cut that immediately out of your life. Allahu Akbar. And so this is similar with money. If Allah Azza wa Jal gave you money, use this blessing in the obedience of Allah. Don't use money in that which is haram. Don't use your money to go and buy cigarettes, to buy drugs, to buy alcohol. If you do that, then you are being ungrateful to the blessing of wealth. Rather, use your money, give it fi sabilillah. Buy food for your family, buy food for yourself. Entertain yourself in halal means with your money. Give in charity, pay your zakat al-mal. Now, you are being grateful with this ni'mah of money that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. So now we move on to the last part of this lesson, and this is the grand question: how do we show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? How do we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me conclude the lesson with teaching you 7 ways in how a person remains grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, and this is the highest of them, I'll tell you why it's the highest, is as-salat. Allahu Akbar. As-salat. To pray. What I mean by prayer, I need to pray on time, to look after your prayers, and to pray as many voluntary prayers as you can. As-salat is gratitude to Allah. Memorize this. As-salat is gratitude to Allah. As-salat is gratitude to Allah. It's not some burden that you're trying to get rid of during the day and the night. No. Change your perspective about salat. When you pray, it's you saying thank you to Allah for everything He's given you. And why is this the best and the first when we speak about how to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal? You know why? Because when you pray, all your limbs are moving. All your limbs are moving. So as a result, since they are moving in the worship of Allah, that means all your limbs are being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. You are exercising the character of gratitude through all your limbs. Allahu Akbar. All your limbs move in salat. All of them. And all your bones, the joints, 360 of them, all of them are moving in salat. So as a result, يعني, you're thanking the ni'mah of your hand when you pray because it's moving in the worship of Allah. You're thanking the blessing of the tongue when you pray because you are saying that which Allah commanded you to say in salat. You are thanking the blessing of your sight when you look in front of you and you pray because Allah commanded you to look in the place of your sujood. You're thanking the blessing of your feet when they move into sujood. You are thanking the blessing of your palm when they touch the floor and when you have them on your chest. And can you... Yani salat is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what salat is. It's gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this specifically, Aisha radiallahu anha, I'll tell you the hadith. She noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray long hours of the night until his heel would crack. It would crack. That must be like a really long salat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she worried for him. That's her husband. His heel is cracking. So she said to him, لِمَ تَصْنَعُ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. She said to him, why do you do that? Why are you praying long hours of the night when Allah has already forgiven you for your previous sins and for future sins and mistakes? He's wiped it all out of the record. So why are you praying for? Why are you praying this long? Look what he said to her. Allahu Akbar. He said to her, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He said to her, I love to be a slave of Allah who is grateful. Even in that case, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described his salat, his night prayer, as gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why as-salat is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that when a person wakes up, for every joint in your body, yani bone, there's about, as we said, 360 bones. There is a sadaqah you must give for every bone in your body, every single day. So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, saying subhanallah is a sadaqah, saying alhamdulillah is a sadaqah, saying Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah, helping someone is a sadaqah, enjoining the good is a sadaqah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and all of these 365 joints and bones in your body, you can give a sadaqah on behalf of each one by praying 2 rak'at min al-duha, at duha time, which is about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, praying 2 rak'at. Why? Because as I said, as-salat moves every part of your body And so now you have thanked Allah for every limb and every bone and every joint in your body. So as-salat is the first means in how you remain grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. So change your attitude about as-salat. Change your attitude. This is how you show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, subhanAllah, when you pray your prayers, the reward is given to you on the Day of Judgment. Allah doesn't benefit from them. Yani, Allahu Akbar. It is a means to show gratitude to Allah. And at the same time, you're the one that will benefit. Allah will give it to you on the Day of Judgment in reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as Allah said, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. It is your deeds. Salat, you pray, it's yours. Allah Azza wa Jal just records it for you. He only keeps a record of it. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. And then he gives you its reward on the Day of Judgment. Pray with that attitude. As-salat, you own it, it's yours. You know when you own something, like this is a phone. I own this phone. I take care of it, I look after it, I treasure it because I own it, it's mine, it's my possession. Tayyib, why don't you have the same attitude with salat? As-salat is yours. You're the one that will meet your salat and its reward on the Day of Judgment. Why don't you look after it? Why don't you take care of it just like you take care of everything you own in this world of life? Then look after your salat, because that's the highest means of how you're going to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way of showing gratitude to Allah is through a dua, to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. What kind of dua? To ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you the ability that you remain grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said about Sulaiman alayhi salam that he made a beautiful dua. And he said, رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ. This is a dua that you're supposed to be making. Sulaiman alayhi salam made this dua. He said, رَبِّي, you say, O my Lord, give me the ability, enable me, give me the strength that I remain grateful and thankful to the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Make this dua and you will find salat becoming easier and the worships becoming easier. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu a dua, he said to him, Ya Mu'adh, do not leave out that after every salat you say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. He said to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, make sure that after as-salat, what do you do? Say, O Allah, give me the ability that I remain in constant dhikr of you and that I am able to remain grateful to you. So the second way of how to remain grateful to Allah is by making dua to Allah that He give you the ability to remain grateful to Him, remain grateful to Him. And so this dua of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, you say it after every fard salat. And there is no issue to say this dua also after the voluntary prayers as well. But the third way of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to thank Allah through the very blessings that He has given you. So that's simple in its understanding. If Allah Azza wa Jal gave you money, then thank this blessing by giving charity, right? If Allah Azza wa Jal gave you limbs, then use these limbs in the worship of Allah. That's a third way in how you remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given you this tongue of yours, then use it to speak that which is pleasing to Allah. And this way, you have remained grateful to Allah for this blessing. طيب. The fourth way in how you be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is through, listen carefully, sajdatu shukr. The sujood of gratitude. The sujood of gratitude. Sajdatu shukr. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make sajdatu shukr whenever he was given good news of a blessing or a favor. And sajdatu shukr is supposed to be done in two cases. Number one, if Allah azza wa jal gave you a blessing, gave you a favor, did you a favor. Like, let's say, for example, Allah Azza wa Jal gave victory to the believers. In that case, we make sajdatu shukr. gave you victory in court against someone who was oppressing you. You make sajda to shukr. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you with a child after many years of trying, or just He gave you a child. Make sajda to shukr. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you success to make tawbah and turn back to Him. Make sajda to shukr. You memorized the Quran. You memorized a page of the Quran. Otherwise, you could have never memorized, but today you memorized. Make sajda to shukr. Sajda to shukr is legislated when Allah Azza wa Jal gives you a favor. And the second time it's legislated is if Allah Azza wa Jal removes harm from you. So you are sick, then Allah Azza wa Jal granted you complete recovery. Make a sajda to shukr. Or you got involved in an accident and Allah Azza wa Jal saved you and you came out unharmed. Do a sajda to shukr. You understand? That's the instances in when sajda to shukr is supposed to be made. However, subhanAllah, today we see that sajda to shukr has been misused. You have a lot of sportsmen, athletes, sport professionals, they're all over the place. They're making sajda to shukr on the field, on the sport field. This is wrong. This is a misuse of sajda to shukr. Sajda to shukr, you don't make sajda to shukr if you score a goal. You don't make a sajda to shukr if you defeat an opponent. Wal-iyadhu billah. You don't make sajda to shukr in these cases. This is a mockery. Sajda to shukr is when Allah Azza wa Jal gives you a blessing. And if you score a goal in the post, it's a blessing Allah Azza wa Jal has given you for you to fall into sajda. This is incorrect. Misusing sajda to shukr. We said sajda to shukr should be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a favor, like the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they conquered Mecca and they finally re-established Tawheed in Mecca, in the Kaaba, he made sajda to shukr. That's when you make sajda to shukr. And if Allah Azza wa Jal was to remove harm from you, that's another instance in where you make sajda to shukr. Allahu Akbar. And why was sajda to shukr legislated for? Because, you know, when a person receives a blessing, when you receive a blessing, let's say someone gifted you money, or Allah Azza wa Jal granted you a child, or you memorized the Qur'an, or you memorized ayat of the Qur'an. When a person receives a blessing, that blessing might make him arrogant if he's not careful. If you're not careful, these very blessings that Allah gives you could lead you to arrogance. So sajda to shukr was legislated because it calms you down and it brings you straight down to earth. Go and put your head down into the dirt, into this dirt, into the earth, and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that which He gave you. And had it not been for Allah Azza wa Jal, you would have never received any blessing or favor in your life. So now, when you do sajda to shukr and you're aware that the blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jal, you are less likely to develop arrogance as a result of this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. So you understand how it works. Allahu Akbar. The fifth way of how to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if you see someone who Allah has tested, then thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He did not test you the way He tested him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if a person sees mubtalan, if you see someone tested, right? Tested in his body, tested in the sense that he continuously sins, whatever test it is, if you see someone tested, then say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi afani mimma abtalaka bih, wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. If you see someone tested, and you say, praise belongs to Allah, the one who protected me from that which He tested you with, and that Allah Azza wa Jal preferred me with many blessings over many of His creation. If you say that, then that thing Allah tested that person with will not affect you. And now you have been grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. So if you see someone that is disabled, someone that's lost a limb, someone that is blind, someone that is, you know, short, you know, that has a kind of deformity, any kind of test that Allah Azza wa Jal has tested someone, if you see it, Say Alhamdulillah and don't say it in his face. العلماء رحمهم الله said it is not allowed to say it aloud in their face because you will hurt him. You will harm your brother if you say that. You walk up to him and you say, I praise Allah that he protected me from the test he gave you. Alhamdulillah, I'm not blind like you. You're not allowed to say it in his face. That is insulting to the person. Allahu Akbar. Look how Islam preserved brotherhood and love between us. That when you say this dua, you make it in secret. You say, Alhamdulillah, praise belongs to Allah that he protected me from that which he has tested you. And he gave me plenty of blessings and he has preferred me with his blessings over many of his creation. If you say that, then you have been grateful to the blessing Allah has given you and he has deprived your brother of. And as a result, Allah Azza wa Jal will not test you with what he tested your brother with. Allahu Akbar. However, if someone has been tested with a sin, someone smokes, someone is upon drugs, and he does this publicly and he calls to it, then it is allowed to say this dua in his face, aloud, because perhaps it wakes him up and he realizes he's in a test and perhaps he leaves his sin very soon afterwards. The sixth, which is the second last way of how to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to continuously look at those who are less than you financially. And do not look at those who are higher than you financially. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, look at those who are less than you financially and don't look at those who are higher than you financially. Because if you do so, if you continuously look at those who are less than you financially, it'll keep you safe from belittling Allah Azza wa Jalla's blessings upon you. Because if you always look at that which is above, this guy has a mansion. Look what car he's driving. Look at the income he has. Look at the job he has. Wow, I wish I had that. What happens in that case? You begin to belittle. You begin to become ungrateful for the blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. So one of the means to remain grateful to the blessings of Allah, keep looking under you. Look at those who have an income less than you, a wage less than you. Look at those who don't have jobs. Look at those who are sick and bedridden. Look at those who own, you know, just perhaps one room and one kitchen, and he's got five of his children in there. Look at those people. When you look at that, you'll say, Alhamdulillah, for what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me. And you'll value and appreciate the blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you. And as a result, you'll remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings he has given you. Finally, the last way in how to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla is to show gratitude to the people, to thank the people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith, لا يشكر الله أو لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That the hadith means Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept the deeds of the one who does not show gratitude to people. Because when you show gratitude to people, you are essentially being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, because you realize that the ultimate ni'mah comes from Allah and people are a means. So you need to thank these people. And the hadith also means that the one who doesn't thank the people for the good and favors they do for him, most likely he doesn't show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So when people do good to you, say to them, جزاكم الله خيرا. In fact, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if someone صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا, if someone did something good for you, did you a favor, gave you something, and if you said to them, جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, may Allah reward you with great good, كَانَ قَدْ بَالَغَ فِي الثَّنَاءِ. In that, if you say these words to someone who's done good for you, you have emphasized, you have gone overboard in praising this person. You have gone overboard in praising this person. So we must thank the people for the good they do to us. Very important. And as I said to you, when you thank people for the good they do, in your mind you should know they are only means. However, the favor they're doing for you came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is it, my brothers and sisters in Islam. That's what I wanted to share with you. And just understand and be aware that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The greatest gift of remaining grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the more gratitude you show Allah, the more and more he gives you. What does he give you? Allahu A'lam, he gives you an abundant amount of things. Because Allah Azza wa Jal did not say in this ayah what he'll increase you in. He just conditioned. He said, if you continue to show gratitude to Allah, Allah will continue to increase you. Increase you in wealth, in health, in mercy, in blessing, in children if you wanted that, in whatever, in iman, in memorizing Quran. He'll increase you in understanding. He'll increase you in comprehension. He'll increase you in everything you can think of his blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He'll increase the barakah in your house. He'll increase the barakah in your food, the barakah in the clothing, the barakah in what you drink, the barakah in your wife, the barakah in your children. All this will increase if you continuously may remain grateful to Allah. And you can do that, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You can do that. Just remind yourself, this is our duty on earth. Allahu Akbar. There's only two paths. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla guided us. People can either be shakiran, grateful to Allah, or kafuran, ungrateful to Allah. The choice is yours. Which one are you going to choose for yourself? Be wise, be smart, and be shakiran. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you are going to see the reward of being grateful to Allah in this life before the hereafter. Wallah, try it. Sit down. Engage in hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. Say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamd. Rabbana laka alhamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda. Walaka alhamdu itha radit. Walaka alhamdu ba'da rida. Engage in the many forms of hamd we know, and don't suffice with that, because praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only by the tongue. You don't thank Allah azza wa jal only by the tongue. You thank Allah azza wa jal also with your heart by acknowledging the blessing, and then you thank Allah with your limbs. Get up after that, pray two rak'at, fast tomorrow as a form of gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. It's permissible. Fast in the intention of being grateful to Allah for everything He's given you. You know, it's allowed. Even if Allah Azza wa Jal saved you from harm, you can fast. You can worship Allah Azza wa Jal as a thank you, as a form of gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Didn't this happen with Musa alayhi salam? When Musa alayhi salam was saved from Fir'aun, Fir'aun drowned, he buried, and Allah saved Musa and Bani Israel. What did Musa do? He fasted Ashura. Why did he fast Ashura? Out of gratitude to Allah that he saved him from trouble. He saved him from harm. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, we're going to fast the day of Ashura. So you're allowed to fast and you're allowed to worship Allah azza wa jal if Allah has saved you from evil and saved you from harm. This is a means of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And pray your prayers on time. As we said, that is the highest form of gratitude. I don't want to take longer than this. Jazakum Allahu khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us min ibadillahi shakirin. I ask Allah azza wa jal that He make us from His grateful slaves. And I ask Allah azza wa jal that He give us the ability to continuously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart, through our tongue, and through our limbs. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He protect us all from every evil and every harm, that He protect our eyesight from looking and seeing that which displeases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He guide our sight only to that which pleases Him, and He guides our limbs to only that which pleases Him, and He guides us, to all of us, to that which pleases Him. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He admit us into the paradise and keep us safe and protected from the hellfire. والله أعلم إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.